Vayter in Shas. We are in Gittin Daf Tesvav, picking it up by a brand new parak, by a brand new Mishnah, right in the middle of the page. Here we go. Now this Mishnah is going to go and continue on from the very first Mishnah that we had in the Masechta, way back in Daf Beis, about Befanim Nechta, Befanim Nechtam. Zakta Heilige Gemura, Mishnah. Hamevi get Medina Sayam. Somebody who brings a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Va'amar Befanim Nechta. Remember, we said you have to say Befanim Nechta, Befanim Nechta. You're going to say both. What happens if you only say part of it? Either half of the first half, the second half, or some combination of that. Va'amar, someone brings and says, Va'amar Befanim Nechta, Avalo Befanim Nechta. It was written in front of me, but it wasn't signed in front of me. Or Befani Nechtam, or it was signed in front of me, if I love Befani Nechtam, it wasn't written in front of me. Befani Nechtam Kulo, Befani Nechtam Chetzio, or he says that the entirety of it was written in front of me, but only half of it was signed in front of me. That means only one of the Edom signed the get in front of me. Befani Nechtam Chetzio, Befani Nechtam Kulo, or he goes and he says that in front of me, half of it was written, and all of it was signed in front of me, and the Gemara is going to see which part was written, then in all these cases, it will be puzzle. No good. Next, let's say you have a case of Echad Omer B'Fanin Echtav. One person says, yeah, this is written in front of me. Echad Omer B'Fanin Echtav, and another one says that it was signed in front of me. Puzzle. No good. The Gemara, Rashi brings them to the Gemara, is going to discuss this in the bottom of the Amud about what are we talking about over here. Are both of these witnesses the shlichim of the husband, or only one of them is? According to the one that says that there was only one shliach, the get is going to be no good because of the fact that he didn't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And that's what the Rabbanan set up, that when you have one shliach doing it, then he has the ability of doing such a thing. That's a tachanas chachamim. According to the one that say both of them are were the shlichim, and then therefore you have that a shliach who's doing for both of them, the get is still no good. Why? This is going to go back and forth, bring us back to Daf Gimel, because since the shliach that's saying that, yeah, I saw the Befanei Nechtam was not the one who's saying Befanei Nechtav, that other people are going to see this, are going to think that, oh, any shtar is able to be confirmed like this, with one aid, therefore it's going to be a mistake. That's why we say puzzle here. Okay, so anyway, here we go. Shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtav. If you have two of them saying that it was written in front of me, ve'echad omer b'faneinu nechtav, and one says, meaning another person, a third one says that it was b'faneinu nechtav, that it was signed in front of me, then puzzle, it's no good. Same reason as the first case. Now we're talking about that it was a third person over here, not one of the two, because if it was one. If you had that the other one was saying ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam, then it's the same regular case. If a guy says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and you're good. So we're talking about there's three people over here. Two of them seeing the first one, and one seeing another one over there. For Yehuda, though, Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says that this one is going to be good. Rashi says, because this is Rabbi Yehuda is holding that this is a strange type of matzav over here. The Chacham say you have to have a b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's enough that people are not going to confuse it to. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. They came into matzuchin and las hu deinami aksiva ohu o acher. Since you have to have Edim on the writing as well, either him or someone else. Sulo asid achlufi. People are not going to make this mistake. But Gemara, I'm reading the Gemara says that on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to see that he's also arguing on the Chalaku Rabbi Yehuda Afpa Rishona on the first case of Echad Amr Fani Nechtam, the Echad Amr Fani Nechtam. Even he would say that is good as well. Echad Amr Fani Nechtav, if you have one person that comes along and he says that this is written in front of me, Ushnaim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtam, and you have two that come and say that in front of us, this was signed. Then this is kosher. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what is going on over there. That will be on the next daf. Okay, Zakta the Gemara. Hasu Lamali, why do you have to tell me all these cases over here? We already dealt with this in daf beis. Why are we doing this again over here? Ha tana lechad zimna. We already said it. Ha maybe get me between this. I'm tzarich shom b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And if you don't have that, then no good. Says Gemara, imahi, if it just would have been for the first Mishnah, have a minute tzarich, I would have thought, okay, even though you have to do that lechatchila, vi loamer kasher. But if you didn't do it, then b'di'evit, it's going to be good. Kamash Malan, no, even b'di'evit, it's no good. You have to have it. It says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's why we spell out the case. And if not, then it's going to be puzzle. Next part of Mishnah, we said b'fanei nechtam chetzil, b'fanei nechtam kulo, puzzle. We said that if he says half of it was written in front of me, And all of it was signed in front of me that it said it's possible. Frakta Gemara, hey, Chatzio, which half are we talking about over here? Ile Mechatzio Rishonim, we're talking about the first one, right? We saw the hammered based on Vavam and Aleph, the discussion of that only if you only see a little bit of it, then it's going to be good. So how? What do you mean? Ile Mechatzio Rishonim, we say the first half of it was the case that he's saying that he saw, then you're going to tell me it's no good? Vavam Rabbi Elazar. Afilu lo kosovbo elishita achas. Rabbi Elazar said that even he was a shliach and he came and sold the get. He said even if only lo kosovbo elishita achas lishma, even if it was only written one line of it was written lishma, then it's gonna be good. That is the first line. Rashi says, talking about the first line of the shita rishona shabash shema ishva isha vasman. It says the name of the man and the woman, and it says the time. Afilu lo kosovbo elishita achas lishma shuva inu tzarech. Then he doesn't have to go ahead and see anymore. So I can't be talking about that. Ela Amar Ravashi Chetzio Achron. It's talking about the last part of it. The Chetzio Achron of it. Then it's going to be no good. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah B'Fani Nechtam. Kulu B'Fani Nechtam. Chetzio Pasal. Let's say the Shleich says, the entire thing was written in front of me, and half of it was signed in front of me. And what's going to be done over there? No good. He's like, yeah. I saw them writing the whole thing. Yeah, it was amazing. Wow, they did such a good job. And he's like, okay, tell me about the Eidim. Oh, no, I only saw one Eid do it. So it's only like half of a funny Nechtam. Then what's it then? We said, it's going to be puzzle. Amar of Chesu, Chesu says, V'afilu shnai me'idim al chasimas yad sheni. Even if you have two other people who are not the shlichim over here, they come up and they say, oh, by the way, that's a good, we're going to be making the Eidus over here. Important Rashi says, "Amar Rav Chista, lav lefrushim asnisan asa, ula ukemei asnisan b'halchi." He's not coming to explain the Mishnah and to say that this is what the Mishnah's case is actually referencing, but rather ela savara di dei mosif. He's adding his own savar, his own logic over here. Va'amar Rabuse saying a chiddush da afilu shnayim min hashuk meidin shehem akirin achsimas chmisyad edus sheni shelo heid ashliach alav pasul. Even if you have these people coming in and they're verifying the signature over here. It's going to be, the sheikh wasn't part of this, and sorry, man, it's going to be possible. Frank the Gemara, my timer, why would that be? Okulo, the reason is because okulo b'kiyam aget, okulo b'takanis chachamim, because you got to make a choice over here. Either when you have a get that's coming b'din esiyam, we're going to say the reason it's good is because of the fact that we're going according to the takanis chachamim over here, right? If you have two edim that's coming along, they recognize what's going on over here. We have to be going with the fact that this is a kiyam get, okulu b'takanas chachamim, or we're going with the entirety of a takanas chachamim over here, and that is where we allowed when you have one guy coming, and he's saying b'fani nechtam, and he gave him the chacham gave him the koach of being one of being two edim. Rashi says edus ashliach sheh minu chachamim kishayim, that we allow him to be like two. So we can't do a mix and match over here. It's either, like we said, we're going to do a regular case of Kiyam Get, or it's going to be the Takanas Chachamim of one person. Comes Rava now on the attack. Matzkevila Rava. Mi Ika Midi, De Ilu Amar Chad Kosher, Hashdika Trey Puzzle. Does this make any sense? You're telling me that in the case of a Shliach by himself, that if he really wanted to go and say that he recognized what's going on, the Get would be a Kosherdika, a Get. And now because there's two Edom saying that it's good, that we're going to say that now it's going to be puzzle. Doesn't make any sense. So if Chista's situation, that Itaka would be good. The Gemara back in Dav Gimel brought down the same shtickle over here, and that if the Shliach himself wouldn't have said b'fanenechta, but he would have just said, oh yeah, that the get was written in front of me, and that I recognize the signatures over here, then we would have believed him, even though he's only by himself. So clearly, if you're going to have two of them coming on and speaking over here, it's for sure going to be good. So therefore, out the window over here. Ella, Amar Rava. He says, if you want to add something to this, then I would say, this is what I would say. I would say, Afilu, beep, turn the page. Tetzvah from a base. Afilu hu, ve'acher, me'idin achasim esyad sheni. Even if the shliach and another person, some random, outside guy, comes along and they actually made it with the second signature, then puzzle, it's going to be no good. As Rashi explains that if he himself, the shlich himself, would have gone ahead, Rashi says, "Hu va'acher shlich ve'echad min ha'shuk imo." V'im lo yamir aleha el ha'shlich levado. The shlich himself would have wanted to do it. That if afilu amar yodea and yihaya, then kasher. Aval achshav shaya acher imo pasul. The fact that he added another person with him, that's supposed to have Chista's case, was talking about that he says b'fanei nechtav, and then you have others coming along. He says, the two others come and pop in. Now we're talking about Rav is saying that no, we're talking about the cases of Huva Acher Meiden, Afilu Huva Acher Meiden Al Chasim Mitzchad Sheni. If the second one, he joins forces with him, it's going to be no good. My time, because Asi Lechufe, people are going to come and they're going to make a mistake and start comparing this to Bekiyam Shtar to Alma, with the case of being Mekuyam Shtar, a regular Shtar, another type. The Kanafik Nache Rifa de Mamona. And they're going to come to be taking out, the number is 3/4 of monetary payment over here because of the words of one witness. Now, what does that mean? Because the way that really you read it is, v'kanafik, you're taking out nachi riva, less a quarter, taking out minus a quarter of the money, meaning if you have a whole is 4/4. Take off one of those quarters, you're left with 3/4. You're going to end up taking 3/4 apumad chatsada by the mouth of one aid. This delicious Rashi here brings down the case that he's talking about. He's talking about a case where you have Adim on a document that you know somebody owes somebody else money, and you have Mr. A and Mr. B. So what happens is, in a normal case, when you have Adis, Mr. A is giving half of the Adis, and Mr. B is giving the other half of the Adis. And that's the way that it's got to be. Adis is, you have two coming together, each one giving 50% of the Adis. But in this particular case, we're saying is that what happens is Mr. B ends up dying. So then what happens, Mr. A comes and he says, yeah, that's my signature, in order to show that it's actually a good document. And then him and another aide come together, so Mr. C comes to confirm that, oh yeah, and that's the signature of another one. Now, we believe, the Gemara Ksuva says, Nav Chafal from Abiz, that a person can say, this is my own signature, like, this is my handwriting. So therefore, him doing his own thing, he's doing 50% of it. Mr. A just confirmed his own signature, that's 50% of it. And then he joins Mr. C to confirm Mr. B, so now he's doing another 25%, and he ends up doing 75%, which is 3/4, and therefore, in such a case, that would be no good, because it's got to be fitty-fitty. But therefore, he says, we don't allow this to happen also in the case of Gittin. Even though in the case of Gittin, when the other person comes in and he pops in, he's not even really needed, and therefore it should be fine, because the guy's just like a superfluous, because even one would be enough. But when in order to not mess it up to other shtaros, therefore we say that this one won't work as well. In fact, the Gemara Maskevlo Rav Asher, Rashi says, now hold on 1 second, hold on. Mika midi the ilu masikle iu kuli dibura kosher. Is it such a thing that if the guy would have spoken just by himself and no one else was involved in this whole situation here, then it would be good? Because, right, he's saying that he saw the writing of the get and the signing of one of the witnesses, and he knew the second one, and we say that that's fine. Hashdika chad bahadei puzzle. Now someone else comes and joins with him, and it's going to end up switching and making it puzzle. Right? We said he's good by himself. You're adding somebody who's going to mess it up. Doesn't really make any sense. So he says, oh, rather, this is attempt number 3. Ela Amar Rav Ashi. I'll tell you the extension of this idea, the Hosafa. Afilu Omer ani hu eid sheni. Even if the shliach would have said, I am the second witness. I'm the one who signed on there. It's me. And then what's the case? Rashi says, "Hainu kiyam aget kishar shtaros to other maids zeksav yadi." Like a person, you know, says in any shtar, who says, like, yeah, this is my shtar, and we believe him, then puzzle, it's going to be no good. My time, how come? Because, again, you got to make a choice over here. Don't mix and match. Okulu kiyam aget, either we go through the kiyam aget, or the din of just being mekayim aget, and we have to go through those halachos. Okulu b'takanas chachamim, or going to tanas chachamim, but you can't mix and match. Once you're mixing and matching, now you're causing some problems, and therefore puzzle. Now the Gemara takes us back to the very beginning of this discussion, when Rav Chista wanted to say that even if you have two that are made on the chesima of the second one, then it's going to be puzzle. And we knocked off that answer, but now we're going to bring another knockoff from a Mishnah. Zokta Heilige Gemude. And we saw in our Mishnah, b'fanei nechtav kulo, b'fanei nechtav chetzio, puzzle. If a person says that the entire get was written in front of me and half of it was signed in front of me, it's going to be puzzle. Ida chetzio hechidami. Now, what are we talking about when we say what is the case of the other half. Remember, the guy's coming along and he's saying, I saw the whole thing. I saw the whole thing was written. I watched the whole thing from start to finish. I saw the whole thing. But in terms of the signatures, I only saw half of it. So what does that mean? If you're saying there wasn't even a second aid altogether, then pardon, meaning there's no one there to be made that the other ones, that the signatures are good. Then hashta echad omer b'fanei nechtav ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. The high kamasid akulak siva, the high kamasid akulak hasima apostle, chatsimi boy. If you have a case of a guy who's going and being masid in the whole thing and of you know the writing, another person is being masid on the whole thing of the signatures, and we say that's apostle. So then do you have to say where only half of the signing is seen? Only half of it, right? That's going to be apostle. Obviously, it's going to be apostle. Ella, rather, we have to say that what we're talking about over here, there's the extra cases coming to teach us some chiddush, is where there was some sort of edus that was brought about the second one that's going on over here, right? Rashi says, Ella lav al karcham mishne yisera denakit rebusa asalash minun my delosh minun. It's coming to something that wasn't taught. Be'echad omer b'fanei nechtam ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam ve'echidami. Then what's the case we're talking about over here? As we just said, kigon de bechetzio sheni yesh edus kiderava, where there was, o kiderav ashi la fukimidar of chista, like Rav Ashi. It's like Rav or Rav Ashi, but it's coming to a scooter of chista's case over here. Rav's case is the three quarters issue, right? That says no good, therefore it's not going to be good. O kiderav ashi, or like Rav Ashi, that he says when a shliach says that the second one is good by himself, then he's, you can't do the mixing and matching shtick. And it's coming to go against that which Rav Chista is saying. Rashi explains because Rav Chista is the biggest chiddush over here to come and say that if you have two edim that come afterwards and say that it's still going to be no good. And if the Mishnah wanted to teach such a concept, it would have to go out and actually say such a thing. The fact that it didn't say such a thing, then we're not able to go and teach him because that's the greatest chiddush of the three. Oh, Rav Chista doesn't take this sitting down. Rav Chista would say back, according to you, that the extra case of the Mishnah is a chiddush, and since the Mishnah didn't say mine, which is the most chiddushtik of all of them, therefore you want to knock it out. Well then, b'fani nechtav, aval, lo b'fani nechtav, lamali. Why does the Mishnah decide to write the case of b'fani nechtav, aval, lo b'fani nechtav? Why do you have to write it all together? As Rashi says, that's extra over here, because it teaches afterwards, the case of a shliach who saw the entire thing and only half of the signing of it, and the Mishnah says that's going to be no good. Then obviously, if there's going to be no edus at all, then it's going to be no good. Ella, rather, what do we say? Lo zu av zu katani. Not uncommon for the Mishnah of the Gemara to go ahead and say a case which is one level, and then saying, and even in this case also, it's going to be no good, right? So he says that the less chiddushik statement of not only is it going to be no good when nothing is confirmed, when neither of the signatures is confirmed, but it's saying, but even in a case where one of them is not confirmed, it's not going to be good. Hachanami, so here too as well. Lozu avzukatani. It's a not only this, but that as well. Not only is the get going to be puzzle when only half of the signing is seen, it's going to be puzzle even when the entire thing is entire signing and writing are going to be seen separately. Okay, now that we're doing we spoke about Hitstarfus issues, we're going to take a look at another one. This is a throwback, my friends. Very exciting, taking us back to the world of Eirvind, of Tsa'i Gimel. So the Gemara says, we know that there's an idea that a person has to have in order to have a Rishus HaYochid on the Heilige Shabbos. So Rashi says, I'm just reading it before we see it. The Linyan Shabbos, the reading Mechitza Gavo Asar, it's got to be Mechitza of 10 high, or Amak Asar, or 10 deep. If you make a Rishus HaYochid, now the question is, what happens if you have this natural state of dirt that's 5 tefachim high or 5 tefachim deep, and then you add 5 in order to make it 10, what's the din? Amar Rav Chista, gidud chamisha, if you have this gidud, this amount of dirt that's just like natural there, that's 5, a mechitza chamisha, a mechitza of 5, ein mitztarfen. Rashi says, lios besochu shus ha-yachid, I did Ira the L, Bo Kulam Bikium Aget, Nokut Namiha. Like when we already started this idea of Starfus, we got this as well. We're not Mitzarf. Achi, O Kulam Mechitza. Either all of it has to be Mechitza, Akula b'gidud, all of it has to be this embankment in order to actually work over here. However, Darish Mereimar, he comes and says, Gidud Chamisha, Mechisa Chamisha, Metzarif, and you can be Metzarif these two things together. He quite clearly argues on that din right there, and he says that it would be good to do such a thing. You're allowed to do that. Vehilchasa Metzarif, and the lacha is Taka, it is Metzarif. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here because this next Gemara is going to take us to the next daf and pick it up. Ezer Hashem Yisburach later. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.